Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're discussing the Texan who created liquid paper. We take it for granted today that we can just cut, delete, and update documents on the computer on the fly. We can even change our text messages and make sure that with autocorrect, we're not typing something stupid, although sometimes autocorrect does that for us, right? But in the 1950s, that wasn't an option. The name of the game was typing, and typists needed to be quick and accurate. So what happened when you made a mistake? A lot of times you had to start completely over or try desperately to erase your mistake. San Antonio-raised Betty Graham moved to Dallas after her divorce. Her father had left her some property, and she wanted to start in a new city as she was newly single. She always wanted to be an artist, but with her young son to watch out for, she ended up taking a job as a secretary at Texas Bank and Trust. And she was good, like really good. She soon became the executive secretary. Sadly, that was the highest opportunity open to a woman at the bank at the time. Betty Graham typed quite a bit, but electric typewriters weren't great at the time. It was very easy to make mistakes and a huge pain to retype or try to erase it. Graham painted the windows of the bank from time to time to make extra cash, especially around the holidays. And this gave her an idea. When painting, if you made a mistake, you didn't erase it, you painted over it. So why couldn't you just paint over your mistakes when you were typing? She decided to try something new, and she used water-based tempera paint and a small paintbrush to try and clear her typing mistakes. From there, she could just type over the mistake because there was a clean white space. She called this formula Mistake Out and quietly used it for about 5 years. She even got help tweaking the formula with her son's high school chemistry teacher. Other secretaries in the office were soon asking for Mistake Out and using it regularly. Pretty soon, all of the secretaries in the building were asking for their own supply. And initially, she couldn't even afford the $400 patent fee to lock in her invention. But in 1956, she turned her kitchen into a test kitchen, and she manufactured Mistake Out in her garage. On weekends, she drove from Dallas to San Antonio, sometimes Houston, to try and find wholesalers. For those of you who don't live in Texas, that's a long drive. Those drives are several hours each way. The first bottles for Mistake Out were designed for nail polish, and they were filled by her son and his friends in the garage with funnel-capped ketchup bottles. They ended up hand-cutting the brushes at an angle to make it easier to white out your mistakes, right? To put the little white paint over it. In 1958, she was fired after accidentally signing a letter at work from the Mistake Out company, and she used this time to devote herself to working full-time at her small business. Things were slow and steady. She was usually worried a little bit about money with her kid, until General Electric ordered almost 500 bottles in one order. And they ordered it under the name that she had just given it, liquid paper. As of 1968, Betty was sending about 40,000 bottles out the door a week. In 1979, she sold liquid paper to the Gillette Company for $47.5 million. Not bad for a champion of the Texas typing pool. Graham unfortunately passed away in 1980, but it took until July 2018 for her to get her name in the New York Times obituary section. She is now today a Texas legend. Oh, and fun bonus fact, her son, Michael Nesbitt, was very famous because he was a member of the band The Monkees. Thank you for listening to Texas Slang for Crazy. We are all over the internet as far as our social media. You can also find the book Texas Slang for Crazy on Amazon.com. We have it in Kindle format, so if you're using Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free, or you can purchase a copy in paperback as well. I am hard at work on the second version. Things are going to slow down a little bit here, though, because I am competing in the Young American Miss International pageant the 4th of July weekend for 2021. I am your Young American Miss International, Mrs. Blue Bonnet State 2021, and I'm going for the title, y'all. But I'd be really happy even with just Miss Congeniality. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.